I'm Drew Dawson with GPB News. Georgia's highest court says a man convicted of sexually abusing a young girl no longer must register as a sex offender after receiving a pardon. Mary Craig Davis pleaded guilty in 1995 to aggravated sodomy of a young girl. After his release from prison, he registered as a sex offender as required. He later applied to the State Board of Pardons and Paroles for a pardon, and the board granted a pardon in February 2013. Authorities later got a warrant for his arrest and charged him with failing to register as a sex offender. A judge ruled in January 2016 that pardon didn't remove obligation to register. Today, the Georgia Supreme Court issued an opinion concluding that the pardon lifted Davis's requirement to register as a sex offender. Civil rights icon and U.S. Representative John Lewis offered some choice words about cultural rifts during Boston University's commencement ceremony. The university awarded Lewis an honorary Doctor of Law degree when he spoke yesterday afternoon.
It doesn't matter whether we're black or white, Latino, Asian American, or Native American. It doesn't matter whether we're straight or gay. We are one people, we are one family, we are one house.
Lewis is scheduled to address graduates of Harvard University on Thursday. Also this weekend, former President Jimmy Carter spoke at the commencement for Liberty University in Virginia. His speech focused on human rights and equality and called on Christians to focus on commonalities rather than differences. Liberty is a Christian university. Carter also took a gentle poke at President Trump, joking that the crowd at Saturday's commencement was bigger than when Trump spoke a year ago. Carter joked that he didn't know whether Trump, quote, would admit that or not. And a former DeKalb County police officer who shot and killed an unarmed black Air Force veteran in 2015 is in court today. Robert Olson is facing a 6-count indictment in the shooting death of Anthony Hill, including 2 counts of felony murder. At the time of the incident, Hill appeared to be having a manic episode, which his family said was related to PTSD after serving in Afghanistan. Chatham County officials are proposing a flat property tax for the next fiscal year's budget. The Savannah Morning News reports growth in the tax digest is expected to cover rising county costs, including the $6 million price tag for taking over 911 service from the city. The budget presented to county commissioners Friday also includes changes to the fee for dry trash and yard debris removal. Residents of the unincorporated areas would pay $85. That's down from the one-time rate of $131 last year, which aimed to recoup hurricane costs. But it's nearly twice what the fee was before last year's increase. Officials say the prior lower fee was not covering the cost of the service. The county plans to hold its first public hearing on the budget on June 8th. And in sports, the Atlanta Braves pulled off an improbable comeback yesterday, defeating the Miami Marlins by a score of 10-9. GPB's Taylor Gant reports.
Some fans were headed for the exits at SunTrust Park, with the Braves down 6 runs going into the 9th inning. But the team saved their best work for last, coming all the way from behind to pick up the win on this hit from Dansby Swanson.
The 2-2 pitch. Line drive!
Thanks to Swanson's last-second heroics, the Braves remain the top team in their division. They'll begin a 3-game series against second-place Philadelphia tonight. For GPB News, I'm Taylor Gant.
For more GPB News, visit gpbnews.org and follow us on Facebook and on Twitter.